Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is May the 27th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Job, chapters 10 to 12. Trust in the wisdom and sovereignty of God. In Job chapter 12, verses 7 to 13, we read like this. But now ask the beast and they will teach you, and the birds of the air and they will tell you. Or speak to the earth and it will teach you, and the fish of the sea will explain to you. Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this, in whose hand is the life of every living thing and the breath of all mankind? Does not the ear test words and the mouth taste his food? Wisdom is with aged men, and with length of days understanding. With him are wisdom and strength, he has counsel and understanding. In Job chapter 11, Zophar launched a personal attack on Job himself by calling him a hypocrite for protesting his innocence in the face of contrary evidence. Without any sympathy, Zophar tried to convince Job that his troubles stemmed from hidden sin and God was punishing Job as a result of his sin. He also contended that Job lacked a healthy respect for the wisdom of God, the omniscient one who knows all about human wickedness despite efforts to conceal it. As a rejoinder, Job wished his miserable friends could understand that disaster often comes on those least prepared and least deserving of it. Then Job reflected on the sovereign ways of God that are manifest in nature and in man's very existence. In the light of this lofty concept, the arguments of Job's friends appeared to be shallow. The only way Job could explain his condition was that God's omniscience and omnipotence was incomprehensible with respect to nature, individuals, the mysteries of the unseen, and the affairs of the whole nations. God himself tells us this unchanging reality, and we read that in Isaiah chapter 55 verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Let us trust in the wisdom and sovereignty of God, in the fact that He is working behind the scenes on our behalf and preparing us to be effective tools in His kingdom.